So, talking again about the spirit of Cain, the spirit of Cain abounds when Jesus is not Lord. When Jesus is only Saviour, the spirit of Cain is alive and well. It's a bit like we've given people the gospel that says, there's the basic car, you can have that, and if you want to add the special bits, the stereo and the fancy wheels, they're just optional extras. And what the optional extra is the lordship. The early disciples never had that, you know. They knew that if they took him as saviour, then automatically he was their lord, which brought them into servitude to him, not in bondage to sin and Satan. They'd changed their allegiance, they'd changed their alliance, and they were now making an alliance with God and doing as he told them. But because of this genetic engineering that we've done with the good seed, allowing people to think they can come in, just believe on the Lord Jesus, that's enough. You don't have to reckon that you're a sinner at all. We don't talk about those things, they're too unpleasant. So he's no longer Lord. So the government is still ours. So we have churches full of people who are under their own government, and we wonder why we don't see the supernatural. It's quite simple, beloved. The Spirit of God is not there, not to move in power. Or if he is, he's got his hands tied behind his back. And this is the divine confrontation that is coming. God is going to face us up with the fact that I am Lord of all, or I'm not Lord at all. And you have got to make that choice. No more genetic engineering, please, folks, because I'm coming soon for my bride. God bless you as you think about this one.